Here, we welcome Abby Pruitt, the director of the Baldwin Humane Society, and the cutest little baby in the world. If you can go look on our Facebook page and on the Humane Society page, you'll see this black ball of fur, and his name is Ace, and he's chewing on your button as we speak.
He's going to try to get this
how
button.
Sweet, because he's a baby puppy.
He's a baby baby. He's not even 6 weeks old yet.
Oh, no.
I know, he's just a little. We got him because we got him at 2 weeks, or maybe 1 week, actually. His mother didn't want to nurse him, and so he was taken to an animal control center, and they didn't have the resources to bottle feed him, so one of our staff took him and has been bottle feeding him around the clock.
Oh, wow. Now, did you get his whole family? Or?
No, because for some reason, the mom didn't reject the rest of the little ones. It was just him.
Okay.
And he seems perfectly healthy, so we don't know if it was just a fluke or what. But yeah, he's a happy, healthy little chunky boy.
And he looks like a black lab.
Yeah, he's really stocky and chunky, so he's probably a mix, but he's very labby for sure.
Yes.
Like a boy.
Just absolutely precious.
He is so cute, isn't he?
So he's being hand bottle fed.
Yeah, around the clock. I think they're at every 5 hours now, but when we got him, it was every 3 hours he had to eat. And we had to help him do his business. So he's very people oriented. You know, he's been, just before he could even open his eyes,
he's used to that human touch and human love. So he will fit very nicely into it. Look at him. I wish I should take a video, because she was rubbing on him. And you know how our dogs will do. As soon as she stopped, he reached his paw out to like wrap it around your arm.
I know.
And then stick his little baby tongue out and try to give you kisses too.
Oh, these little bottle babies. They're just so sweet. And he actually has a few weeks before he'll really be ready. But I wanted to bring him because he's one of so many babies we have. And
really?
That's the biggest help we need is bottle feed. I mean, we get endless calls about babies. And unless we have people to bottle feed them, we can't take them. So, you know, if anybody's been interested in learning how to do that, you only have to do it for 3 to 4 weeks. That's a amount of time they need it, and then they can move on to solids.
And
but
so, will y'all give like directions and kind of a little crash course on how to take care of a baby puppy or kitty like that?
Sure. So yeah, so if you're interested, now is the time. All the rescues are desperate for bottle baby and fosters, so that's just something to think about.
Oh my goodness. And you have a great need for volunteers all the time and in numerous capacities, right?
Oh, yes.
Listen, he's exerting his authority now. What was that? What are you barking at?
That was so funny. I guess he was answering you.
How cute.
How funny. Yes, we always need volunteers, whether it's in the adoption center with the babies or our up-till resale shop. We need fosters, transport, you know, getting our animals to vet appointments and things, anything you can imagine, data entry, all of it.
And now, aren't you also actually transporting some animals further up north somewhere? It's like, and why does the South have more stray or unwanted animals than the North?
Well, if you can believe it, we transport more animals than we adopt, because there are rescue groups that are desperate for cats and dogs because they have better laws. They have harsher winters. They have stricter things about spaying and neutering that we don't have here, so animals don't have so many litters. So we have animals that will come off a transport truck, say, and we just sent some to Michigan, and they had people in line waiting for the animals to come off of the truck that they were already adopted.
Wow.
They were just, and they went straight into people's arms. And so we have started transporting massive numbers with other groups because the need is greater for rescue animals.
Supply and the demand.
If you can believe it, it's really crazy.
Now, tell us a bit about the spay and neuter, because I know discount vouchers are available, but it's my understanding it can still reach $200 or so in order to do that with an animal.
Sure. We have vouchers that allow you to get this procedure done for about half cost, but you're still going to need to pay for vaccines and deworming. So that can get really expensive. So vetting is definitely one of the hurdles to, you know, making sure we don't have more homeless babies.
So it's something to think about, because I know sometimes there's an oops litter and there's an opportunity to get a free cat or a free puppy, but they don't come with all of the vetting services that the Humane Society provides.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's one obviously advantage of adopting through an agency such as yourself. Ace will have everything done. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so whoever adopts Ace, when he gets adopted, he will be neutered. He will have all of his vaccines. We will start him on a heartworm preventative, and he'll be microchipped and dewormed. So really, you know, and he'll probably be well on his way to being kennel trained, because right now, you know, he lives inside in the kennel. So
and how much is that adoption for
so
him?
For puppies, for 6 months or under, it's $150.
Still less than the cost of just that one procedure.
Oh, gosh. For all of his vetting, it'll probably be about $400 worth of vetting that he'll get before you adopt him. So.
Okay.
Yes, and you'll be getting a precious little nugget. He's so sweet.
And you have lots of others to choose from. Like you said, you've got a lot of puppies. A lot of folks want a puppy, even though that's a lot of work, but they grow up with you, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But then others might want something more settled, a more mature dog. So. Do you try to match the dog with the people, if possible, when there's an adoption?
We definitely do. And if people really want something, then we work with them to find that. But, you know, for instance, a person who works a full-time job, you know, 12-hour shifts wants a puppy, we might try to talk him into maybe something a little less hands-on. But, yeah, we work with you to find what you're looking for, and we have all sorts, small and large, and we encourage people to go on our website and look every day, because our website changes every day, the amount of transports we're doing and adoptions. So if you don't see something one day, you'll certainly see it if you keep looking.
Okay.
They just come and go so fast.
And I recently got an invitation and press release about an event our friends at Fairhope Living Magazine are helping with, a fundraiser called Pause for Peace. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's an event being put on by Fairhope Living Magazine at the Fairhope Brewing Company, where they're going to be giving us a portion of every amount they make for every pour of beer that they sell at the event. And we're going to be there, possibly with a couple of our dogs and cats. So, yeah, we encourage you guys to come see us. That is the 24th. It's a Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30.
I think there's pictures available as well.
Yeah, for sure. You can go on our website and see who we've got.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at the website right now. In fact, if you saw my jaw drop, this dog looks like one I lost, but it's been probably eight years ago. So it's just my heart dropped a minute. So I have gone to BaldwinHumane.org, and then I've clicked on dogs. So I'm not seeing many of the puppies up yet.
So, no, they're not ready. They're still too little.
I see.
He says, I'm too much of a baby.
He is. He is just absolutely precious. Mm-hmm. What else do you need us to know, Abby?
Well, I'd love to remind everybody, you can find this information on our website, but we're very excited that Mindy Gilbert, who is the state director for the United States Humane Society, she's going to be coming to do a presentation on municipal rules, how to take care of community cats, just basically everything animal welfare related. So if you're interested in doing more in the rescue world but you don't know how to break through, and she's a really, really great resource, and it's going to be at the Coastal Community College in Fairhope on the 18th, which is not this Wednesday but next Wednesday at 5:30, and it's free to the public. But you can find more information on our website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right.
That's really exciting. I think that's all we've got kind of going on right now as far as events.
One thing I want to mention, because we haven't in quite a few months, because the name was Baldwin County Humane Society, people naturally thought it was part of the county and funded by the county. Thus, one reason you even dropped the name county, and now it's Baldwin Humane Society. So it's not part of the county, and your funding comes from where?
Donors. So, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We're not affiliated with a county or state or bigger organization. We are a private nonprofit, so all of our funds come from supporters, donors, grants, but mostly it's just citizens that want to support the organization. So we really, really appreciate any and all support, because the more support we have, the more animals we can help.
And so they can help support you through donations as well as through volunteering, or in some cases maybe contacting you about coordinating an event.
Yeah.
Is the Hound Dog Music Festival still on?
It is. I think the 15th, we're officially going to announce tickets going on sale, so you're not going to see it on the website yet. We wanted to wait. But yes, it is going to be October the 9th, which is a Saturday in October. We're going to have some really great bands. So next time I'm on, I can talk to you all about that, and tickets will be on sale. Okay. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
And then lastly, another way you can support the Humane Society is to donate or shop at Uptail Resale. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Uptail Resale. Uptail is our resale shop that is connected to our adoption center facility. It's got high-end furniture and housewares that people have donated, and we sell them, and all the profits go to help the animals, and it's really great. And the manager there and her volunteers work so hard. It always looks really nice, and you will get some really good steals. And they're open Saturdays now.
That's so, right. Tuesday yeah. through Saturday, 10 to 2.
Good memory. Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Well, we have a commercial running for you on that, and it's a, it is a fabulous. I like the feng shui. Is mm-hmm. that what you call it? I mean, mm-hmm. the way things are arranged, it's like walking into a home, a couple of different living rooms, maybe a couple of kitchens, a bedroom. It's all set up.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. And just a wide variety of gift items and home decor items and more. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thanks, Lori.
Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society. You can log on to baldwinhumane.org. Are you taking walk-ins, or should we call first?
Well, if you come, we will certainly help you and assist you. But if you want to see the animals, we prefer that you fill out an application online first, because we're trying to keep the number of people down in the facility at one time. But right. if you come, we'll still answer, you know, and talk you through
okay.
the process.
And that address again is?
BaldwinHumane.org.
Right. And you're located on 98, uh-huh. just north of Parker Road.
Exactly. Just north of the Publix.
Okay. And yep. the phone number, just in case?
251-928-4585.
928-4585. Thank you.